I think you can see the scope by the fruits you're seeing now. For years, missionaries have been going to Africa. They've covered just about every country in Africa. And I think at the time we were speaking, there must be about 53 countries in Africa right now. There was a great breakthrough from Paul VI. That would have been his visit to Uganda. So that would have been the first papal visit to Uganda and the first papal visit to Africa. Then he came out with a very famous missionary document, Evangelii Nuntiandi, which kind of set the whole place, every missionary on fire again. You know, we had been going ahead, but the leadership seemed to be somewhere behind. So Paul VI really made the breakthrough, and then John XXIII continued that. Then it really went on fire again with this present man now whom we are mourning, John Paul II.
How does a pope fire up a missionary?
Well, I think by visiting the territory the missionary works in. Now, when you consider now that a missionary has been there for years and years and years, and Rome seems so far away and maybe sometimes so out of touch with that other church. Well, this has changed. This has changed. In 1994, John Paul II called an African synod. Now, that was the first ever. All the bishops of all the African churches got together in Rome. The initiative for this actually came from some of the African theologians themselves. In 1994, it was maybe the unofficial announcement that the church in Africa had come of age. And it was growing rapidly. It was being recognized. And John Paul II, he made at least 8 trips to Africa, and every time covering 2 or 3 countries. Now you can imagine the impact that that made, not only on the missionaries, but on the local churches. And of course, the seminaries are full now. There's more sisters. The laity are very, very active.
From your missionary work in Africa, how is the church in Africa, the Catholic Church in Africa, viewed elsewhere, Europe, Latin America, for example?
I don't think they see, I don't think they've taken stock of it. I don't think they see anything but its bigness, you know, its vastness and the speed with which it is growing. The church in Africa, of course, will take on its own African dimension. It will take on its African expression in liturgy and in faith. I think the challenge for the bishops in the church in Africa is overwhelming. They are up against a lot of upheavals and corruption in governments and whatnot, and for the most part, they have been very brave and put their lives on the line. And this, again, has inspired a lot of the people, and I think the rest of the church maybe is impressed by that. But we also see the church in Africa, while it is developing, it is also suffering. It is also suffering. And John Paul appealed several times to the rest of the church to look to Africa, the suffering dimension of the church in Africa, and to do all we could to respond.